This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
You're listening to the station that's been owned and operated by your friends and neighbors for over 72 years.
814. Five in a row. Come on, baby, let's boogie.
Number one then, and number one in local talk now.
Join me, Paul Preston, for Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm Bob Day, host of The Great American Story.
You're listening to The Good Life with me, Mike the Wine Guy.
Hey, this is Live with Lou, broadcasting high atop Mount Hood.
KMYC, 1410 AM, Marysville, Yuba City.
Well, hello and welcome to New State Talk Radio. Yeah, New State Talk Radio. We are the radio show that is talking about a new state formed out of California. Yeah, California. Imagine that, a new state. It's going to happen. We're going to put another star on the flag to make a more perfect union, I might add. This is not a breakaway republic action. No, this is a legally qualified state action, I guess you can say. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Please visit our website, our sister's show, Agenda 21 Radio, for all the news and information about a new state that's coming up. We're going to be cleaving by mitotic action. For those of you, I'm a biologist and an environmentalist. So I'm an environmentalist wacko, you betcha. Well, maybe not the global warming and climate change variety for all of you flat earthers out there. Anyway, that means we're going to have a state split, which means that we're going to be forming a more perfect union, as they say. And that state split is by way of the Constitution. It's legal. We are not above the law. And we're not taking donations for money to do it, by the way. Go figure. Grassroots all the way. That's the way it's going to be done. Okay, a lot of things going on. We're going to be hearing in a little bit from Tucker Carlson. And, of course, this brouhaha you may have heard about over the last couple of days, the brouhaha with the CalExit folks. Now, CalExit is a secessionist movement. It is, in other words, it's just like the Civil War secession terminology. Remember back in 1861, we had the South that wanted to break away from the North, the Confederacy versus the Union, and thus the Civil War was on. And almost 700,000 Americans died. And by the end of it all, well, we remained a Union. The Union was preserved. It wasn't perfect by any stretch of the imagination. But it was state secessionists that brought that about. In other words, exactly like CalExit. Now, it's kind of interesting. The CalExit strategy right now is to produce a proposition. And right now, they're gathering signatures, getting enough signatures, about 585,000 signatures, for a proposition on the 2018 ballot. And this will be a pathway, as they think, to secede California from the Union, to become another nation, California, not to put another star on the flag, but to take one off. You see, they stand in polar opposition to what we are attempting to do with New State. Now, this is kind of an interesting situation, because what will happen if there's a secessionist movement that, well, they just can't quite get it together? In other words, they don't get the approval of the states. The Constitution allows for these types of things, but only if you have state approval and the Congress's approval, and they won't get that. So that brings up another option, and the option is what, as determined in a lawsuit, 1867, White versus the state of Texas. There's only two ways to form a new state, or excuse me, a new nation to secede. And that's either constitutionally, getting the approval of the states to let you go or by violence. And this is kind of interesting because do they want violence is the question. Now, we have seen and we have borne witness to witnesses, actually, those that have come forward from many communities in California and talked to us at Agenda 21 Radio and said that they are preparing for violence. Now, they being folks like Raza, the Muslim Brotherhood. That is not good. Some militia movements are trying to draw them in as well. We've got amazing intelligence on that. So there are those people that have grassroots notions of violence to, well, get California to become its own nation. Now, to become your own nation, California, you've got a long ways to go. But this is the kicker that people need to understand about this whole notion about a new nation coming from Calexit. This is a situation where what they want to do is align themselves from a legal standpoint, not with the United States any longer. In other words, we would not in California, if Calexit goes through, be minded by the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. In other words, Californians, if this was to go through as a secessionist movement, would lose their inalienable rights given to them by God. To who? The minders, the masters, and guess where? Are you ready for this? Drum roll, please. The minders and the masters of the totalitarians in the United Nations. That's who the Calexit people would love to do. So, in other words, it's a stealing of a state, a stealing of the state of California to the United Nations. They would allow the laws, in other words, a new constitution to be formed. And what would that be? Well, I can tell you what it would be, the plan known as Agenda 21, which they're already implementing right now throughout California and the nation. The rewilding program, anybody? Just the regionalism breaking out. Now, those of you that don't know about regionalism is nothing more than what is referred to as Soviet-style governance. You know, remember the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics? Well, right now, out here in California, there's so much regionalism, we are referring to California as the California Soviet Socialist Republics. In other words, that little motto underneath that bear on the bear flag, California Republic, being turned now to be called the what? Well, the California Soviet Socialist Republic. Probably a little bit more apt name, don't you think? Anyway, a lot of things going on here on New State Talk Radio. We're also going to be talking about the Constitution a little bit later. We're going to play the Tucker Carlson thing coming up here in a bit after we get through the commercials and so on. And then what we're going to do is break it down, the Declaration of Independence, because every American needs to know some of the basics that we're going to be telling you here on New State Talk Radio about the Declaration of Independence, which started the whole ball rolling, so to speak. And understand that the Declaration of Independence works in concert with our Constitution. A lot of people don't understand that. They don't understand that concept, but it's very, very real that the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence work together as governing documents. And those rights given to us by God to be able to govern ourselves. Kind of an interesting little twist. I know a lot of people might not understand that, but it's very, very real and very, very true. And, of course, it's interesting because from the Declaration of Independence, which was signed by the 13 colonies at the time, ultimately to become 13 states, which they declared themselves to be states at the time, believe it or not, bold and out in front, I guess you can say. Anyway, we got a lot of things going on. You want to stick with us here through the break. You're listening to New State Talk Radio, and I'm Paul Preston. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, so you can get the latest on what's going on with the New State Movement. We'll be back. Put them in a tree museum.
and charge the people a dollar and a half to see them. No, 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 don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got?
New State Radio is brought to you by the Sutter Yuba Tea Party Patriots. The Sutter Yuba Tea Party Patriots meets every first and third Monday of the month. That's the Sutter Yuba Tea Party Patriots. Meets every first and third Monday of each month from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. For more information, call 530-755-4409.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
You can catch me in Phoenix, Arizona, or Sacramento, California, yeah. St. Paul, Minnesota, maybe Juneau, Alaska, yeah. I want to take a little trip somewhere, yeah, places I've never been, yeah. Going on a tour.
The United States may be losing a star from its flag for the first time ever. That's what activists in the state of California want. Ever since the election of President Trump, the campaign for CalExit, the secession of California to become an independent country, has been gaining steam while the rest of us have been talking about Russia. Well, now supporters for that plan believe they are close to breaking away. They're pushing for a 2018 ballot referendum that would declare California no longer an inseparable part of the United States and would order the governor to negotiate for greater autonomy up to and including national independence as a country. If campaigners can get 585,000 signatures by January 22nd of next year, the question will go on the ballot. Shankar Seenam is a Californian. He's campaigning for his state to become a separate nation, and he joins us tonight. Shankar, thanks for coming on. So,
hello.
I mean, this is one of those stories that we have sort of put into the amusing category, kind of a joke. I was in California this morning, and it dawned on me, this is real. This could happen thanks to the ballot initiative system in the state. And this would mean breaking up the United States of America. Do you fully comprehend the implications of this?
Certainly. I don't think it's you're making it sound as if California is moving 100,000 miles away. We're not. We're still here. We're still trading with each other, communicating with each other. Families are still going to see each other. It's not as if, we're moving millions of miles away.
In fact, you don't know that. I mean, Haiti and the Dominican Republic are next to each other. They're on the same island, and they're totally separate countries that are hostile to each other. I mean, just because they're contiguous doesn't mean that they're part of the same union anymore. You're breaking up the United States. That's your goal.
They're hostile to each other. We're a nonviolent movement. California is nonviolent. You know our gun policy. I mean, it doesn't have to be hostile, Tucker. We're still here. I mean,
But why would the rest of the states, why would the rest of us Americans let California go without a war?
Well, I mean, it's really not up to the rest of the states, really. But do the rest of the states really love California? From what I've been hearing, I mean, from the rest of the states, we're snowflakes and we're hippies. And, you know, we're in huge debt crisis and our hospitals are overcrowded and all the rumors and
those aren't rumors. I don't think of Californians as hippies or snowflakes. I think of them as poor people. Because there's more poverty in your state than any other. Well, it's just a fact. But the point is, it's not actually up to California. It's up to the rest of the states whether California can leave the union. And this could quite easily turn into conflict. I mean, it did in the 1860s when South Carolina tried it. Have you thought this through?
Yeah, so, back to poverty level, yeah, we have 40 million people here. We are the highest populous state. So, yeah, of course, well, we have a high poverty level. And as far as up to the rest of the states, if you can think of a reason why you want us to stay, please let me hear it. Because what we've been hearing is that we're nothing but a burden to the United States. And the exact opposite is true. Not only economically, but culturally, we're just a dominant state. We're a global powerhouse.
Well, I'm not against it. Well, keep telling yourself that. I mean, I'm not against. I mean, I'm from California. My family's from there. I was just there, as I said again, this morning. But it just seems like a big move. So let's get specific. If California becomes its own country, do you plan to give citizenship to the illegals within your borders? And do you intend to have a border policy? As a country?
Yeah, certainly we're going to have a border policy. If you're a nation, you need your borders. Citizenship to illegals, definitely a pathway to citizenship that's much quicker than what the United States has right now. Definitely, you know, we want them, they're already working, we want them working without that stress. They're a key and integral part to California. We really need them to, they're the backbone of our economy, we're the fifth largest economy, and they are really a big part of it. And so we want them to, be comfortable here and have a good path to citizenship.
What about all the federal land in California, the military bases in California? Those don't belong to the state. Do you pay market value for those?
So, yeah, the military bases we'd lease out just like Germany does and South Korea does. Pay a yearly fee to California. And as far as the federal land, you know...
I'm sorry to interrupt. So you would have foreign troops on your soil, Camp Pendleton. You'd have thousands of Marines from another country in the middle of your country. Why would you do that?
Well, the United States does that to every other country on the planet.
Well, and when we're invited in or we beat them in the Second World War, yeah, we'd do that. But why would California do that?
Well, you're in, in Japan and in Korea, you're here already. The United States military bases are here. Keep them here. If they want a slow withdrawal, they can slowly take their troops back. It's their bases back. But I have no problem with the United States.
You're using the words here. They and you. It sounds like you already don't think that you're part of the United States.
Well, this is California, Tucker. We're not the United States. We have our values are different. We're fundamentally different in the way we act, we speak, and how we think about the world globally, whether it has to do with war, the climate, environment. We are just a different state. And I know you can understand it, you being from California, and I'm not sure how long you haven't been here yet, but we're going to do things that are going to be beneficial for our state, and we disregard what the United States thinks or even their laws. For example, our marijuana, sanctuary cities, if it's good for the state, we're going to do it, regardless of what the federal law is. So.
I mean, I'm not exactly sure what to say. I think probably you're right in a lot of ways. California is its own country already because of its immigration policy. It's deeply depressing to me as someone who's from there, but I think you're telling the truth in a way, and I appreciate that. I wonder, though, my final question is, you've so mismanaged your little country or state or whatever we're calling it now, economically. There's been a massive exodus of middle-class Californians to neighboring states. Well, I mean, the numbers are there. I mean, you've lost hundreds of thousands of people making between $100,000 and $200,000 over the past 10 years, and they've enriched Idaho and Montana and even Wyoming and Washington State. Like, if it's such a well-run place, why is the middle class leaving?
So, Tucker, you have to look at the bigger picture here. So, fifth largest economy in the world. Now, if you have to repeat that, say it again. We are the fifth largest economy in the world.
Yeah,
you want to call
that
mismanaged,
that's the third time,
fine.
I got. No, but basically the economy of Mexico. You've got a small number of rich people, the tech people, and you've got a ton of poor people, and the middle class is leaving. Like, that's a recipe for instability. You're aware of that, right?
In regards to middle class leaving, that's actually a good thing. We need these spots opened up for the new wave of immigrants to come up. It's what we do. We're exporting our middle class to the United States. You guys should be thanking us for that. Not only that, you know, when our middle class does move out to Texas and to Colorado, they're taking our values out to the United States and to Texas. So if you look at Texas, in fact, all the major cities that Californians are going to, they are turning blue. And soon enough, Texas will be a blue state. And the red states soon enough.
I've never met you. I've never heard of you. I don't know if this is like a parody segment. You're punking me, or you're really high and you're just telling the truth because high people do. But you just said you're happy to be exporting the middle class of your state. Now, I happen to think that your policymakers are happy that they're leaving. But the fact that you're admitting this on live TV, bottom line, are you being serious?
Yeah, well, I'm only admitting the truth. There's a middle class of people that are leaving California and they're going to Oregon and Colorado and Texas. Yes, there is.
And you're happy about
that? I don't know how. Well, I mean, if they want to move, there's nothing for me to stop them. I mean, I'm sure they'll find out how boring it is and they'll come back.
I don't know, but if they choose
to live out there, they can live out there.
Like, right, yeah, okay. What an amazing interview. Thank you. And I'm sincerely thank you for telling the truth. I appreciate it.
Well, isn't that interesting? Exporting the middle class, we got that out of them. Of course, to think differently and get that mindset going out there that California is a separate nation and should be a separate nation because we all think differently. But talk about a propaganda ministry, right? I mean, you can't make this stuff up. You really can't. And many kudos to Tucker Carlson for bringing that about, this interview. With this Mingo Singmong, that's his name. I can't pronounce his name correctly, and I probably shouldn't even do that. But anyway, this is a critical juncture in our understanding, ladies and gentlemen, of what is really truly going on with this secessionist movement. Now, they haven't thought everything through. You can clearly tell that. But I can tell you one thing. Where it's going to lead to is the United Nations and their sovereignty. That's what's going to happen. They will become a sovereign nation of the United Nations. Think about that. Anyway, more to come here on New State Talk Radio.
Even doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you
resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
New State Radio is brought to you by the Sutter Yuba Tea Party Patriots. The Sutter Yuba Tea Party Patriots meets every first and third Monday of the month. That's the Sutter Yuba Tea Party Patriots. Meets every first and third Monday of each month from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. For more information, call 530-755-4409. Okay, so enough of the secessionist notions and ideas, right? Okay, so how do they do it? What are they going to do? We don't know. We just don't know. They're going to come up with some sort of a clue on how that is done. It's a process situation. And anyway, good luck. But we're here about the new state and forming a new state. First of all, I want to bring everybody's attention to August 11th is the date by which you can file a claim against the state of California, a claim against the state of California for anything in terms of damages that you may have suffered as a result of the Oroville Dam disaster of February 12th, 2017. It's the last date that you can file. 6 months after the event, boom, kaput, it's done. So you need to get on board with that filing. It's very, very important to do that. You can go to our website, agenda21radio.news, and click on the story. We have it up on the front page right now, about filing for Oroville Dam disaster relief. And these claims are starting to come in. And initially, when we did the article, we talked to a very, very wonderful young lady over at the Oroville Mercury Reporter, and gave us all the information. You know, she was wonderful, and we posted up her story, which she allowed us to do. So anyway, you can see that information. It's got all the links to the state of California, where you can file all the necessary forms. It is a $25 fee, from what I understand. So keep that one in mind when you go through this. Okay, now the big question, one of the things that we want to establish with all of you, is this notion of the Declaration of Independence. And every state has a Declaration of Independence. Every state has a constitution. Now, some, I don't think all states have a declaration. Some of them don't. It's a necessary evil, though, at times, to declare yourself independence. That's what comes about when there's a tyrant in charge of you. And I say in charge of you because you're not in charge of him. That's a key concept. Right now, we have a tyrant, a totalitarian in the, well, the Capitol Dome. And he's just as much a tyrant as King George was to the United States of America. A notion some people do not understand. But it's very, very clear that we do have a tyrant totalitarian in the White House. Excuse me. In, well, the, I guess you could call the Capitol the White House. But we do have a totalitarian in the Capitol of California. An interesting notion, don't we? Isn't it? An interesting notion that we have that. But it's true. Now, that's one of the basic premises of the Declaration of Independence, is that there is a tyrant over you. And King George and the British Empire, Great Britain, as it was known, was the tyrant. And they objectified Great Britain and King George III as the tyrant in the Declaration of Independence. Objectification of the tyrant is critical for an understanding of the language that's used in the Declaration of Independence, a legal document. And when people come together to declare their independence in a legal, lawful fashion, it is a tool for independence, which is exactly what we are doing at New State, declaring ourselves independent from California, a critical, critical concept to understand. We utilize the language that was utilized in the United States Declaration of Independence. By the way, studies have been done and research has been done on who knows what about the Declaration of Independence. Do more people in the United States understand more about the Declaration of Independence, or do more people outside the United States know more about the Declaration of Independence? And it's interesting because the studies that were cited, we have a YouTube that we're going to play in a second, and some of the stuff that's in there, some of the sources in there, cite studies in which overwhelmingly people outside the United States have studied the Declaration of Independence, our Declaration of Independence, much more so than people in the United States having an understanding of what is in the Declaration of Independence and why it was established. Isn't that interesting? I mean, this whole notion of being declared independent by, well, away from the tyrant is interesting in itself, but understanding that more people outside in other countries do their research on the Declaration of Independence and say, wow. And some of the things that's really left out of their understanding, this is one of the things I think is interesting, as I talk to our fellow Americans about the Declaration of Independence, is the notion of unalienable rights given to us by God. They don't get that. And obviously, we have progressives, we have globalists now. I break them up, globalist and Americanist. Your globalists have no clue, no concept about why God is so important to the Declaration of Independence, except on the other side, the Americanists are more likely to understand the notion of God and the interaction of God and God-given rights as Americanists by the Declaration of Independence and what the Founding Fathers were getting at. So a study of the Founding Fathers and their relationship with God, which quickly the statement that you've heard me say this many, many times, most of them were Protestants. They were Protestants. They were Protestant men who came together to say, wait a minute, we don't want the tyranny that we were suffering in Europe at the time that prompted us to come and resettle here in the United States of America. So they were throwing off the shackles of the colony notion thrusted upon them, foisted upon them by King George and Great Britain. That was a discussion that was very, very important to these men. 56 signers, 54 were Protestants, Protestants as they were known then, of a variety, Lutherans, Methodists, and Episcopalians. There was one Catholic and one Jew that signed the Declaration of Independence. Catholics were very much in the minority at the time of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. And there were no Muslims, because we were at odds big time with Islam even then. You see, the Founding Fathers really remembered and understood from their experiences in Europe and coming over and resettling, they understood what was going on with religious persecution, because people were being persecuted religiously back then. You can look it up. I mean, it's all in the history books. People just forget their history and don't want to remember it, which I think is kind of interesting. Think about that. People don't want to remember their history. Not a good idea, I don't think. I really, if you know what I mean, I just don't think that's a good idea to forget your history, because forgetting your history means you're bound to repeat it. Bound to repeat your history, and what is that going to get for you? That's the key question. What is it going to get for you? It's going to get you the same old thing. It's called insanity. Repeating the same old thing over and over again and hoping that you're going to get a different outcome every single time, of course, that just is not going to do it. Anyway, we got more to come here on New State Talk Radio. Visit our website, our sister show called Agenda 21 Radio, for all of your information and, of course, certainly information about the Declaration of Independence. We'll be back. You're listening to New State Talk Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
New State Radio is brought to you by the Sutter Yuba Tea Party Patriots. The Sutter Yuba Tea Party Patriots meets every first and third Monday of the month. That's the Sutter Yuba Tea Party Patriots. Meets every first and third Monday of each month from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. For more information, call 530-755-4409. And we're back. And we're back here on New State Talk Radio. Okay. The Declaration of Independence. I'm going to play for you a clip here. I think it's very, very poignant at this point in time. The Declaration of Independence, 9 key concepts to understand. Here we go.
With Paul Preston.
International listener, we invite you to listen in as we take a look at this important United States founding. Hello, my name is Craig Seibert, and I want to welcome you to the short web seminar on the Declaration of Independence, 9 Key Concepts Everyone Should Know. And if you're an international listener, we invite you to listen in as we take a look at this important United States founding document. 90% of today's Americans have never heard what you're about to hear. But in 1776, 90% of Americans had a basic understanding of what you're about to hear. Thomas Jefferson said this, "The price of freedom is eternal vigilance." And so we hope that this process of looking at the Declaration in more detail will spur us on to a new revolution of freedom as we understand this founding document. The 9 key concepts can be broken down into 3 more broad categories. The first is understanding the basic structure of the Declaration. Second of all, understanding the 7 component parts within that basic structure. And then thirdly, understanding that the Declaration and U.S. Constitution are designed to work together. So let's first take a look at understanding the basic structure. The total length of the Declaration of Independence is just under 1,400 words. About 400 words spell out the essence of the principles and beliefs upon which the United States was founded. These 400 key words are split about equally between the opening and the closing of the document. The other 1,000 words appear in the middle of the Declaration and outline over 25 abuses of King George III over a 10-year period. And so you can see the significance of the weight of the introductory words, the closing words, where some key concepts are outlined, and then these middle words, which there are 1,000 of them, really outline the abuses of King George III. So that's all that's involved in understanding key concept number 1, is that there's these 3 broader categories that the Declaration breaks down into. Now let's take a look at the 7 component part. Now as we look at the detail of these 7 parts, we find that 4 of them are included in the introductory remarks. The first is the reason for the Declaration, and this is stated in the opening sentence. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to separation. And so this is the introductory remarks for why the Declaration is being written. The second thing that's in that introductory remarks in that general category are the self-evident truths that many people are familiar with. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And in our modern age, we confuse happiness with hedonism, and that is not what the founders of this document had in mind. Their perspective of happiness in 1776 would have meant this, that the individual would have the freedom to use their time, talent, and resources to pursue the directions in life that they believed would bring them the most satisfaction and would benefit their family, friends, fellow man, and future generations the most. What's also interesting about this introductory paragraph is this. In this short paragraph, the founders also describe the purpose of government, and they say this, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. And so in this short sentence, they're basically saying the reason for government's existence is to secure those rights. And then lastly, in this introductory paragraph, they give reasons for altering or abolishing a form of government. And they say this, that when any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, that is, preserving the self-evident truths that they had already named, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. And so in this first paragraph, the most important thing of the 4 we've just looked at are these self-evident truths, that we're created equal, that we're endowed by our Creator with unalienable rights, and those rights among many would be life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. These are four huge concepts in this first couple of sentences. The reason for the Declaration, the self-evident truths, the purpose of government, and the abolishment of government, and the reasons for it. Now, as I said before, the middle section, which is the biggest section, is the list of grievances against King George, and there are over 1,000 words in this section. There were over 25 abuses that King George III had done over a 10-year period, and in the Declaration, the colonists made a list and suggested that that list was ample evidence that the Declaration was justified, and here are just a few of them. Unfair taxation, cutting off trade, abolishing good and helpful laws, making arbitrary laws himself, creating new government departments with officials that harass the people, depriving colonists of trial by jury, protecting his own officials that were murderers, attempting to establish military rule, hiring mercenaries to harass and kill colonists, capturing and forcing colonists to fight against their fellow colonists or be killed, fostering domestic uprising in the colonies, and disallowing or not hearing any appeals for justice. And so those 25 abuses kind of fall into these general 12 categories, and they're listed there in this middle section. So the list of grievances is shown there. Now we move to the final section where the Declaration is actually stated, and this is the statement. We, therefore, the representatives of the United States of America and General Congress assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the restitute of our intentions, do in the name and by the authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states. That's the Declaration statement. After that statement, the rights of these United Sovereign States are listed, and they include, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, and establish commerce, and to do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do. Now notice here that they title the state of Great Britain as what they're dissolving from, and then they declare that the free and independent states of the United States have the rights and privileges of states. And so the colonists did not view them dissolving 13 colonies into one national government, but they viewed each of the states as sovereign states on the order of Great Britain, France, and other global states that existed at that time. And so it was literally the United States of America that they were doing, the United Sovereign States that they were making a declaration for. The seventh and last part in the last sentence is what I call the pledges. And this is where they make a pledge to God, and they say this, and for the support of this declaration with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, so a pledge to God and seeking his protection, and then a pledge to each other. We mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. So in July and August of 1776, the signing of the Declaration took place. July 4th, John Hancock signed it. A printed copy was drawn up. It was announced to the people. And on August 2nd, the rest of the 56 signers signed the Declaration of Independence to make it official. You can have a better understanding of the Declaration of Independence. You now know more than 90% of Americans do about this document by simply reading the first 200 words and the last 200 words. Challenge others to do the same. Don't settle for bland or manipulated history. And then the last concept falls into the third and final category, and that is to understand that the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution work together. and you need to take advantage of watching the short web seminar on that concept, that these two documents are designed to be interpreted together and can only fully be understood when it's done.
Well, we're going to stop it there anyway. Stay tuned for more of New State Talk Radio in understanding the Declaration of Independence. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
New State Radio is brought to you by the Sutter Yuba Tea Party Patriots. The Sutter Yuba Tea Party Patriots meets every first and third Monday of the month. That's the Sutter Yuba Tea Party Patriots. Meets every first and third Monday of each month from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. For more information, call 530-755-4409.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
And we're back. We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio for the final comments. Okay, so we have the secessionist movement. Interesting little movement. Now, to be clear, this is an interesting side note to this, and I wanted to bring this up because, remember, to do a new nation, to secede the secessionist movement, there's only two ways you can do it: constitutionally or by violence. Now, this is what they say, and it's interesting because this is all new news, and this is all so. That's why I think, listen, you guys out there from CalExit and the California Freedom Coalition, guess what? I appreciate your listenership. Please listen. I'll coach you up really good. Okay, so this is what they come out and say. They are not about hurting anyone. We are promoting nonviolent actions to establish the nation of California using legal and constitutional means to do so. Doesn't that sound like they listen to Agenda 21 Radio, those guys? I love it when the enemy listens to Agenda 21 Radio. Keep listening. Maybe someday I'll bring you to Jesus. You can have a Jesus moment. And then you'll understand the Constitution. And you'll understand what a miracle it is. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans, all 50 states. Well, stay tuned for more New State Talk Radio. I'm going to be bringing you all the latest on what's going on, and also our meeting for New State Talk Radio. New State Talk Radio will be hosting a meeting of the New State CCR. That is Monday, July 31st in Yuba City, California at the City Hall. Doors open at 6 p.m. Thanks for listening to New State Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.